Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we're here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. I'm Carly Duke, and today I have the pleasure of being with Tobin Hodges.
Hey, I'm super glad to be here again. It's going to be fun. We're talking about stress. I guess it's as fun as it can be, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if stress is like what you would think of like as a peppy, like, yes, we get to talk about stress today. But we are still in the middle of our series where we are talking through questions. And this is one that we hope it'll be helpful if you're an adult listening. But if you're a teenager listening, have a conversation with peers or an adult that you trust. And today, as we previewed, we're going to talk about stress. So our question, Tobin, how much stress do you have in your life?
Oh, quite a lot, actually. I tell people all the time I have a 13-year-old and a 3-year-old at the same time, and this is why you shouldn't have kids 10 years apart. So that's probably the, you know, but this is why this stress lesson is my favorite one to do, because it's for everyone. Like, it's for the valedictorian if they go to the group, when it's for the kid with that's coming from a hard place. So, like, that's why this, even though it's talking about something that everyone really struggles with, I feel like every single person in the group can come away with something that they need. And so that's why I like this lesson the most, I think.
Yeah, I think stress is so interesting because, like you said, everyone can have vastly different stress, but everyone has stress at some point.
Yeah, 100%.
So it might look, the valedictorian stress might look different from a kid who is struggling at home or who's struggling with grades, but they're both going to have stress. And so this is a conversation that anyone can be having of what stress do you have in your life? What does that look like? But let's talk about, you mentioned groups, Tobin. So this is a lesson that we talk about specifically in our support groups. But let's talk about, what do we hear from students? What are they stressed about?
The thing is that almost every single person talks about, at least in my groups, I don't know if you've had the same reactions, but almost all of them have things that snowballs, it seems like, which I think is true for almost everybody. But it's very easy as an adult to just to discount what a teen is going through. And I think that's something that we as adults need to be better at, because like, even in a group I had last week, the students talked about how, like, I was asking them what they could do to be successful next year. And almost every one of them was just, I wanted a clean slate. I want to come in with no work due. I wanted to come in being able to be at the top. And then I don't want to get back in that hole of late work, teachers having issues, jobs have, you know, jobs to come, you know, overtaking things. All of the things that stress them out, they wanted to, like, kind of a clean slate. Because what happens is they, most teens I talk to, they have missing work and on top of things going on at their homes, and it just spirals out of control into a point where they just don't have any grasp anymore of what they can do with it.
Yeah, and I think, as you said, having adults that can listen and not diminish or be like, oh, you think that's stressful?
Yeah.
Hear about what I'm going through. Oh, and as an adult, like, we do have stress that is different from a teenager. But when you are an adolescent, man, if you are, for example, a middle school girl and you are having friend drama that week, that is really big for you.
Yeah.
And that is really stressful in your context.
Oh, yeah.
And if you are a high school boy who wrecked your car and are trying to figure out, how am I going to get a new car? My parents are mad. I'm in trouble. Like, that is very stressful
in
your context.
Yeah. And even, like, relationships is the one I always, like, tell some people, because, like, they'll say, oh, it's just a high school fling. But to them, it's not. To them, that is what their life is to that point. And so it's very easy for us to say, like, well, you know, whenever you get older, like, you're not even going to think about this high school girlfriend. You're going to think about this high school issue. But right now they are. And honestly, sometimes they grow up and they do think about that stuff. So you're usually the stat queen, but I got stats today.
Oh,
so
yes, I'm ready for
In 2013, which is a long time ago, the American Psychological Association said that 31% of the teens that they surveyed felt overwhelmed, 30% felt depressed. And the CEO was even quoted saying, we need to provide teens with better things to equip themselves to deal with stress. That was almost 10 years ago, and the world is quite a bit different now.
Yeah.
And that's, and so they were talking about, comparative to adults, that 58% of adults felt like they were in a healthy level of stress. And, or sorry, I forgot the stat because that was exactly, but basically they said the teens were reporting just as much stress, if not more, than adults were. And so that's what the whole point is, recognizing that they are dealing with stuff just as much as you are, mm-hmm. even if it's not on a same kind of level.
Well, I think one of the things we talk about in our groups is, and we'll get to some follow-up questions here in a minute, but not only how much stress you have in your life, but what is something healthy and positive you can do to handle that?
Mm-hmm.
And that is sometimes hard for teenagers because, unfortunately, a lot of teenagers turn to unhealthy coping mechanisms. Whether it's even just, I'm going to ignore it, is not necessarily healthy mm-hmm. in the long run. But maybe they turn to things like drugs or alcohol, or they turn to an unhealthy relationship. Mm-hmm. And so getting teens to think about what are some positive things that we can put in our life to mm-hmm. stress is not going to go away, but we have to handle them in a better way.
Yeah, I always ask my teens in our stress lesson, what are some healthy and legal, I have to make sure I say legal ways fair. To handle stress. And a lot of times it literally is just taking a breath or doing things one at a time. And so it's different for every person. Like, I know that you handle stress differently than I handle stress. Mm-hmm. And just like every teen does the same thing. And so it's just asking that simple question of how can I chip away at what I need to chip away at to make sure that our stress levels are not at a peak whenever we are going through the thick of things. I always tell the teens that what you want to have is a normal amount of stress level. That way, if something catastrophic does happen, it doesn't make you crash. It doesn't mm-hmm. crater your whole situation. So how do we get to a point where we can manage the things that we can manage and then handle the big things when they come our way?
Yeah, and I think relationships are so important. I hear a lot of people saying how to deal with stress is asking for help or talking to someone about mm-hmm. it, or whether that's a professional or just a trusted adult or a good friend, when they can look around a group and say, oh, other people have dealt with this and it's normal and I'm going to get through it. And so even when you're having a one-on-one conversation, teens, encourage your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Parents, encourage your teens, like, this is normal and we can get through this. And let's brainstorm. What are some things that we can do? Maybe it's working out. Maybe it's music. Maybe it's mm-hmm. just an outlet that when you're stressed, let's go to this first and try this first and see if that helps.
Yeah. And I think that's important as a parent to be asking those questions of, you know, what do you do when you're stressed? And honestly, I think as a parent, as myself, sometimes it is just taking a step back and realizing that, like, they are going through some serious stress. Again, whether it's you think it's serious or not is not really up to you. It's up to them to say that it's stressful. So.
Right. So let's talk follow-up questions. So after you ask the how much stress do you have in your life, here are some other questions we want you to talk about. One is, what causes you the most stress?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if you can even nail down, there are probably some things that are consistently stressful mm-hmm. in your life. And maybe that's something that has to stick around for forever, or not for forever, for this time, like school.
Yeah.
Like you don't get to say, I'm not going to school anymore. But if there's a friendship that is consistently causing stress,
yeah,
what can we do about that?
Yeah, there's and those are the hard conversations, because that's asking them to make decisions and things that they may not be ready to make.
Mm-hmm.
But even just putting it in the back of their mind as a parent might be enough of the push for when the next big thing happens with that connection, they might be able to either walk away or create a boundary to make that not as stressful mm-hmm. for them in their life.
Mm-hmm. Also, how are you currently handling the stress in your life? So, instead of kind of necessarily reflecting on the past,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about right now and what that looks like.
Yeah, I think also it's good to take on from experience as an adult of how you've either did handle things at that age, you know, either healthily or unhealthily, and then how are you handling stress now that you can possibly pass on to them mm-hmm. as a teen. And as, you know, even if it's not a teen that you're a parent of, maybe it's somebody that you mentor, maybe it's a friend's kid, or maybe it's just a friend your age. Like, how can you share what you've learned so we can create that connection and that bond so that they can work together to, you know, deal with this stuff?
Yeah, which is why I also love the next question, which is, how have you handled stress in a way that was helpful before?
Mm-hmm.
So not just talking about stress in general in the past, but you've done this before, you've had stress before, what was helpful? And getting your brain to focus on, I've done this and it went well, let's try to repeat that, mm-hmm. can be big.
Yeah. And again, just listening to them is a big part of that too. You know, if you're the parent, listen to them, make sure that you listen to what they're saying and handle whatever they come your way, and then give them tips to do it better. I think that's the biggest thing as a parent, is we want to fix or judge, mm-hmm. judge. And sometimes it's just listening and then also giving them tips. I think giving a tip is different than giving a fix, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And so another thing, have your teen or ask your teen, how can I help? And even inviting that instead of just saying, as you said, trying to fix everything, just be like, how can I help? Give them a chance to maybe answer that first before you jump in and say, well, this is how I'm going to mm-hmm. help. But give them kind of an opportunity to say, actually, I don't need your help. I just need you to listen. Mm-hmm. And that might be all that they need at that time. And that's enough.
Which as a male, I will tell you, is incredibly hard to do. And because I hear that from my wife as well, not just, you know, every other people, but you know, as a male, that's incredibly hard to do because as a male, we are fixers. So if you're a dad listening, like take a step back from that. Like I had to tell myself that all the time with all my relationships, really, but especially my wife and my kids, of just hear them out. Like you don't have to interrupt and try to be the Mr. Fix-It. So as a male, that's incredibly hard to do. But sometimes it's all it is. I mean, I tell my students in the groups all the time that sometimes just saying the things out loud is either a release moment where you can realize that I need to get this off my chest. Or when you say it out loud, you're like, you know, actually, it's not that big of a deal.
Mm.
You know, or sometimes it is a big deal and you realize like, man, I just said all these things out loud and I need to figure out how I can fix this because it's crippling me.
Right.
And so it's just that's the importance of discussing and talking about these things with a trusted adult or a trusted person.
When I think some teenagers are so good at hiding their stress, like they have a gift at keeping that inside, which can sometimes be really helpful. But as adults, you might have no idea how much they're struggling. Mm-hmm. So if you're not asking, you might not know. And so I would encourage you to have the conversation. If you're a teenager who's listening, be honest. Open up and be honest because there might be something that they can do to help. Or as Tobin was saying, maybe even just kind of opening it up and using that time to say, okay, here, I'm just going to air it out. Here's mm-hmm. what's going on. That might be more helpful than you know.
Yeah, totally.
That's a wrap for this week. Tobin, thank you so much
yeah.
for being here and talking about stress, the most wonderful topic, as we all know.
Yeah, but it's everybody's got it. So, you know, have the conversation. It'll be good for you.
Yeah, we got to do something about it. If you have enjoyed this conversation, make sure that you have subscribed to our podcast. You can find that in your favorite podcast app. And we're going to continue these conversations around questions this summer, so you don't want to miss them. Also, follow us on social media. And if you can take the time to review us, that is a huge help. That helps other people find us, and we would love to just hear your feedback. And then finally, we want you to share this with a friend. If you're listening going, man, I have a friend or I have a teen friend who really needs to hear this, share it with them and have a conversation and take this one step further than just listening. And we will see you next week.